Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Wow, we're ready to go here. It's empowerment time on Herb Talk Live. So glad you joined us. Magical engineer Frank and I ready to roll. Thanks for being with us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some foods as your medicines. You know that old saying, foods are your medicines. We're going to talk about that and some things that are coming up in the marketplace that will really, really hit the nail on the head there. We are going to touch on emphysema because we didn't get to it last time. And we'll see how much time we have after that. We got some things we can talk about as well on stress and, things for your liver even. So we got lots of stuff here in our little grab bag of health, empowering health. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute, Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them up in prayer, lifting all of America up in prayer. You and me up in prayer. I'm praying for God's hand of protection to be on this nation like it once was. But we got to ask because, we don't ask, we don't get it. So we got to seek the Lord's face.
We have to be humble, and we have to, ask for wisdom. We have to ask for righteousness and truth. That's what Isaiah says. So that's what I'm doing. Hope you'll join me. Hit the knee, seeking the Lord's face, and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, what do we got in the quacker? We got some interesting on 3D printers. They say now that they can use them to custom print organic molecules. You could even do it from your home. Scientists from the University of Illinois report in the Journal of Science that they have designed this type of 3D printer capable of creating designer molecules from scratch. So this could dramatically accelerate the process by which new industrial and pharmaceutical chemicals and materials are designed and tested, and could allow people actually design and manufacture molecules on their own, eventually, right in the privacy of their own home. So creating new molecules, they say, is one of the fundamental processes that they use to develop drugs and dyes and chemicals and other solid materials. But the process tends to be difficult and time-consuming, and is responsible for a lot of the costs that go into those types of products and through development and research. But now with this automated test that they put together with this printer, they were able to make 200 separate building blocks to create new molecules in 14 different chemical classes. So their analysis of this is that they predict this 3D printing may usher in a revolution in the field of production. And people, could probably print off their own organic solar cells and produce their own electricity. Hey, I'm all for that one. Yeah, get rid of that bill, right? Dang, straight up. Last but not least in the quack report, here's something on sleep. Apparently we don't get enough light during the day with our busy, hectic, modern day living. And we don't get enough darkness at night. It's disrupting the sleep patterns because our body is designed to see that change in a big way. So the CDC is paying attention to the importance of adequate sleep and the need for darkness. We got too many lights in the city. We're up too late. So before electricity, people, had these bright full spectrum days full of sunlight and then long dark nights. It allowed them to get a good night's sleep. Long-term health problems were pretty much, under wraps. So the physiological process that controls the daily cycle of your sleep and your wake, hunger levels even, and body temperature, all affected when we don't get the right amount of light and darkness for our circadian rhythms. So on its own, we have this circadian rhythm. It's not exactly 24 hours in cycle, but our bodies rely on sun to reset the cycle and keep it almost right at 24 hours. And the light and the dark are real important for this cycle. So the circadian rhythm has developed over, many, many years. It's evolved and it's geared to sun, daylight, and darkness and moonlight. So we, and a lot of people have too many lights in their room when they go to sleep, and it affects your body temperature, it affects your metabolism, and when you sleep, your whole metabolism is supposed to slow down, and your hormone levels, change, and when we don't get this sleep pattern, that gets all messed up. So light at night, according to the report, disrupts these processes, changes the result that you get when you're exposed to electric light versus biological and natural sunlight. So it messes with the connections there in your brain. And they think this could be part of the problem to obesity, diabetes, cancer, and depression. Well, I might agree with the depression thing because people get that, seasonal affective disorder. If they, like people in Seattle, Washington, for instance, in Washington State, they get a lot of dreary, rainy, not enough sun, and there are a lot of depression there. So they have to put those full-spectrum light bulbs everywhere in workplaces, homes, so that people perk up. It works, actually. If you don't have enough sunlight, that's what you should do. So I do believe sunlight does affect our, emotional state. So obviously a lot connected to the circadian rhythm. So keep that in mind when you go to bed tonight. Make sure you got total darkness. And if you have a neighbor with a spotlight going on and off with a, you know, motion detector, uh-oh, time to get some blackout curtains. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about foods and medicines today. 400 BC, and you're familiar with this, Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. So at that time in history, there weren't any government authorities to separate and mandate what sources were foods and what were medicines. So resources state that a drug, if you look up the word drug, it says it's a chemical substance that alters, blocks, or mimics chemical reactions in the body, causing an altered process in the body. So if you accept some definitions of what a drug is, then sugar, caffeine, and chocolate, hey, they're considered drugs. So the average person, well, they don't look at common foods and herbs and spices as a drug. You know, that the term drug to them refers to a prescription or an illegal substance. However, the legal authorities want to regulate any substance that influences your metabolism, your cell structure, your DNA of the body. So therefore, anything that you consume that would diagnose, prevent, or treat an illness would fall under the category of a drug. However, this would include regular foods and even water, because guess what? They prevent starvation, dehydration, and death. So are there plans, for the legal eagles to regulate more products in the marketplace? Well, we're going to take a look. So everything is about health, and that old saying, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Well, it's true, and it's about to become even more evident, because we've become accustomed to leaning on the medical field for good health when it's really largely up to us as individuals to secure our health. So how will we be able to do that if there's stricter regulations that are enforced on consumed items? And that is the question. So could this be maybe the main reason for altering the cellular structure of foods with GMOs or prohibiting private gardens? Good question. Cutting off liberty to nutrition and fluids is one of the fastest ways of controlling wealth, health, and the people. Well, let's look at recipes that help repair. There's millions of people who have abandoned the advice of their medical physicians and embarked on a recovery process using organic foods, more raw foods, and omitting the junk foods from their diet. So when the diet reverts to the basics and gets rid of the processed oils, fats, flour, sugar, well, the individual gains more control over their health. So when consuming whole foods, they experience positive results. Now, more chronic illness will respond to a lifestyle change because this reduces inflammation and toxic chemicals to create more of an environment that the body can repair with. Well, I want to take a moment and mention this food aid situation, because tighter regulations that we shall see over foods will be promoted basically as a way for the government to prevent world hunger and to make food safer. Now, according to foodaid.org, the U.S. has said it will join efforts with private and government agencies all over the globe to help coordinate what is being called food security. So agencies are prohibited from using the word hunger or starvation. So the government has a, quote, nutrition strategy in mind, which involves technical support, major investments, and agricultural sectors to gain control over food production and distribution. So often when governments get involved, the end result much different than what's promoted. So we're going to hear reports that it's going to take time and that the results don't happen overnight. All the while, there may be disruptions in the food chain. So the U.S. has factored in a very robust plan to stop world hunger through this Food for Peace project, which will export foodstuffs wherever it thinks it's necessary. Now, for the United States sector, they have a program that's called Emergency Food Security Program. Now, what qualifies as an emergency would be a natural disaster or a refugee situation. So without an emergency situation, it won't prompt the program to assist. So any assistance given has an expiration date of about 6 months. Any extensions of time for assistance must be submitted to the Technical Evaluation Committee. And this program, guess what, was authorized under the Foreign Assistance Act in 1961. Whoa, that's over 50 years ago. All right, so there's this catch-22. You may have recently have heard that the FDA is briefly accepting public feedback through April on this month on the possibility of regulating homeopathic products. So the science says that homeopathic products are nothing more than a placebo and are not effective against illness. So politicians, though, on Capitol Hill say, you know, homeopathic products are drugs, and they need to be reviewed like drugs by the FDA. Well, the only problem is that science has already declared that homeopathic products are placebos, and placebos don't offer any medicinal advantages. Therefore, how can the FDA make placebos fall under their drug compliance standards when there's no plausible benefits? Well, so the FDA is in a situation where they want to take control of homeopathic products, but they've already said that there's no evidence that they work. Well, while the FDA wrestles with that save face, that's a big blunder, we see that there was a survey, and the popularity of whole foods has just gone crazy. More people who have the means are voting with their wallets when they purchase. So it appears that according to Whole Foods, there was a Whole Foods survey. It says that 87% of those surveyed felt that organic products offered them better quality and a safer choice. So this may explain why some news reports are stating that the fast food chains have seen a slump in their earnings. So consumers are saying that if they can afford it, they're going to buy organic. However, with the organic sector growing, the prices are becoming more competitive with the conventionally grown foods, which means organics are now mainstream. Anyone who has an organic product has had to educate the consumer, and the consumers like detailed information on the products they buy. So it appears that some market experts state that 54% of the food items that are sold at Walmart are not in the organic market stores. So organic stores shy away from products that contain MSG, high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils or fats. That means 97% of the soft drinks produced are eliminated. And without high fructose corn syrup, that eliminates at least 14% of the packaged products that are sold in stores. So consumers are able to trust the labeling at the organic stores. And although they still read ingredient labels, they're spending less time reading them. So the average grocery store chain stocks about 40,000 items, and the organic markets, well, they're more selective, and they stock about 20,000 items. So while the major grocery store chains, including Walmart and Target, say that they let consumers decide, well, more and more consumers are doing just that. Let me read you this quote by Margaret Wittenberg. She's the Vice President of Public and Government Affairs for the Whole Foods Marketplace, and she says, organic products offer an alternative to consumers who seek to protect the wellness of the environment, their families, and themselves. More consumers are trying organic products to satisfy their lifestyle needs. Well, let's look at your whole food choices, because when it comes to supplements, consumers are beginning to see that whole food quality matters there as well. So more people are avoiding the petrochemical versions or the nutraceutical products. As more consumers become educated in this sector, they will see that the nutraceutical is a marketing name given to pharmaceutical vitamins made from synthetic botanical ingredients. So if the FDA thinks that organics and synthetic copycats are the same, get ready. According to the academia.edu, their research found that natural vitamin A found in foods like carrots, sweet potato, and mangoes is not harmful to pregnant women. However, the synthetic version of vitamin A offers an increased risk of birth defects such as cleft lip, cleft palate, heart malformations, and nervous system damage. So synthetic folic acid, your vitamin B, has also been shown to produce acute toxicity in animals. Now, compared to the synthetic versions, natural whole food vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients are absorbed almost 3 times faster and are utilized by your liver. Let me read you this quote by, Dr. Robert Hart. He's a biochemist for Allied Environmental Nutritional Technology. He says, synthetic vitamins are super processed. They are manufactured at high temperatures and contain artificial or toxic ingredients such as dyes, preservatives, coal tars, sugars, starch, and a myriad of additives similar to paint and plastic. So that's incredible. Ugh. Well, let's look at the inventor of such vitamins. Most of them on the market, 97% of them, are synthetic and were invented by scientists and are prone to producing side effects, just like prescription meds. So they lack the complete nutrition to strengthen the body to overcome an illness. So chemists know that isolated synthetic chemicals do not work the same as whole foods inside your body. So whole foods have a balance of nutrition to help with all the vitamins and the minerals, the antioxidants, the amino acids that tend to work synergistically in that food. So foods do not produce toxic effects. So it is a faulty assumption that synthetic vitamins in high doses offer more nutrition to secure health. So whole food supplements can assist with a short-term need, and they're not meant to replace your foods in your diet. Now, Dr. Hart, the biochemist, goes on to say this, most over-the-counter vitamin supplements like your One-A-Day, Centrum, Kirkland, and many other mainstream brands are synthetic, meaning they are made in the laboratory from isolated chemicals that mirror their counterparts found in nature, but are not from real food. So natural vitamin and mineral supplements are derived from real food sources, such as vegetables, fruits, seaweed, marine algae, and herbs. End of quote. So Dr. Hart has often asked, what's the difference between the whole food supplements and the synthetic versions? He says the synthetic version is an isolated vitamin where the other nutrients found in a food are removed, such as your antioxidants and your phytochemicals, which help the body use the vitamin source. Your whole food supplements also retain their enzymes, which help the body utilize the nutrition properly. And lastly, whole food supplements do not contain many of the harmful additives synthetic supplements have. So Dr. Hart also acknowledges that, you know, heat is a factor when you manufacture supplements. And he says low to no heat is required to preserve the nutrition. So I prefer to go with the master inventor of our nutrition. That's God. His organic foods and spices and herbs are exactly what the body is designed to use and need. So when shopping for your supplements, make sure that they're made with whole food organic ingredients and are made without heat to preserve nutritional potency. So if you read your labels, it shouldn't be, you know, a list of chemical strings. It shouldn't be, you know, stuff that just says folic acid. That could be a synthetic chemical. Okay. It should list your whole food ingredients, right? And then it can list on your panel, you know, how much of that vitamin you're getting in that product. But, you know, that's the way Apothecary Herbs has been making whole food herbal supplements over the last 15 years without heat, naturally aging, cold pressing, making sure it's all organic, and it's whole state. So if you'd like to call for your free product catalog and you'll discover the health power you'll have with quality tools full of real nutrition and information for organ cleansing, immune boosting, and a whole lot more. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. So, you know, spring is the really great time to consider doing your organ cleansing. It lifts the burden off the body. You have more energy. You feel fit. Some people drop a few pounds when they do that. They just feel better and they live better. So now's the perfect time. Now, if you're on the website, notice on the homepage, there is a 20% off coupon. And that's good through the 22nd, so it's good through next week. And so you'll save 20% on orders of $80 or more. So if you're starting, let's say, your first cleanse, you're definitely going to be delighted to save on those products. And that is on the website. If you don't have the website handy, if you don't do internet, then when you call, just ask about the coupon. It's E for Earth, Day, D-A-Y, and the number 15. So E-Day 15, that'll save you 20% for a limited time and on orders of $80 or more. It's good through next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is supposed to be Earth Day, right? So we're going to honor the Creator and all His whole food, good nutrition out there, and feel better, get fit, you know, because we're ultimately responsible for our health. It's not the pharmaceutical company. It's you and me and good old-fashioned nutrition. That's what it's about. All right, we're going to talk about emphysema because we didn't get to it last time. 2 million Americans have emphysema. So that's one in 136 people get diagnosed with this disease. And it may start out as some bronchitis, which becomes a bit chronic, or asthma creating a health problem. Like 4.2% of the population have the asthma issue. So, you know, countries that tend to dwarf the United States with emphysema cases is China. And no wonder. Have you seen their air quality? So does emphysema happen overnight? Well, no. Emphysema, though, can lead to other problems. So we're going to check out this lung condition to see what we can do about it. Change the course and find out what we can do about it without all the chemical toxicity. So what is really happening when your doctor says, oh, you have emphysema? So the body is actually reacting to a long-term progressive disease that has not been addressed. So the tissues designed to support the shape and function of the lungs is in the process of being destroyed. So modern medicine classifies this as a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You've heard them call it COPD. So this is a lung disease which obstructs the lungs by destroying the tissue around the sacs called the alveoli, which cannot hold their shape when the person exhales. So this condition is almost always the result of using tobacco products, almost always. Yep, yep. So we're gonna touch base on this and check out some case histories, and we're going to see what people of ancient times did about things like that, because people have been smoking for like ever. And when we come back from this break, don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
We're back on Herb Talk, and yeah, we're going to help you. I know, as we get older, we're not so self-assured, are we, about health. And we, you know, little creaks, little stiffness, and people start going, uh-oh, things are wearing out, getting old. Hey, I read the scripture, and you know, Moses, his eyes were not dim. I mean, that man was so fit. And so we're not supposed to wear out. I think we just need to, you know, pick up the maintenance part a little bit. You know, be flexible. We get stiff and we lose our balance because we're not, you know, stretching and using the muscles like we should, which reminds me, I love that classical stretch routine. It'll help you with that if that's the case. You can do that every day. You never have to worry. All right, let's talk about this emphysema issue. What did they do in ancient times with stuff like this? Well, I mean, there's some writings in the Egyptian hieroglyphics that allude to the fact that people back then, because they smoked, had emphysema issues. So it's really a condition that is linked to smoking. So as long as there's peace pipes and cigars, whatever they did back then, there was pulmonary disease, to be sure. So the name description means basically emphysema means there's a swelling and the inability to breathe that comes from the Greek word emphysein, meaning inflate breath. So the damage to the lung tissue is more commonly in the lower lobes of the lung. So in the 17th century, emphysema caught the attention of the public by the English physician Sir John Floyer. So in 1721, Dr. Floyer educated the public on the progressive nature of emphysema and that smoking, breathing in lots of fumes, maybe you worked in a factory or a place that had lots of that, or just a lot of atmosphere irritants can cause this condition. So he advised people to avoid irritants as much as possible. And so let's look at some of the risks, because people who smoke typically are 15 times more likely to develop emphysema. So people who work in industries like coal mines or where there's dust like sawmills or in chemical plants where there's lots of particulates, they're also prone to emphysema conditions. There are rare cases where the elderly develop emphysema and are not smokers. So emphysema is pretty much a lung disease, which tends to be irreversible according to medical doctors. And the Lung Association and Asthma Foundation say that it's irreversible as well. So instead, patients are given lots of medications to control only the symptoms and told not to smoke, of course. And emphysema can also adversely affect your heart and contribute to lung cancer. So, you know, there's certain things that should just never go into the lung, the pulmonary. That should be a lesson to us all. Okay, it's just not natural. Oxygen, that's about it. That's the only thing. Think of smoking as like, you know, try to breathe water. You couldn't do that and survive, so why are you doing the smoking thing? Now, one of my herb professors once helped a famous actor who was diagnosed by a different allopathic physician as having emphysema or chronic bronchitis and asthma, the COPD thing. So one doctor told him basically he had all three of these conditions, and this unfortunate person wasn't able to talk loud enough to be picked up on the recordings, the microphone. You know, being an actor, you got to be heard, right? So soon he wasn't able to, you know, walk across the sound stage without being out of breath. Uh-oh. So this condition quickly deteriorated, and he was bedridden. So he had been a heavy smoker, 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes per day. His family tree had plenty of relatives that smoked, plus some lung cancer there as well. So the first thing he was told to do was quit smoking. Not hard at that point, since, you know, you can't take a breath, you can't walk 10 feet without, you know, just really struggling. Put it to you this way. People with pulmonary problems like this feel like they're trying to breathe through a straw. You know, it's very limited, it's closed, it's restricted. So his lungs at this point were extremely inflamed and coated with a lot of mucus, which made him cough with each breath that he took, which means, you know, you're not getting rest. So the next step was to, you know, stop all the solid foods and do some juice vegetables and fruits, you know. So he consumed no dairy, no sugar, taking the advice of his naturopath. So when he did that, it immediately brought back his breath and he was less labored when he took a breath. Then he used a lot of herbs to improve the pulmonary function and also to expel the mucus, and a lot of herbs to detoxify that whole pulmonary system. And one of my favorite herbs to use for that is lobelia. So he stopped all his bad habits and that made him sick in the first place, and he started to see a change, a super change, you know. He got more nutrition into the system. He removed the toxins that were being a burden to the system, so then the body was able to repair damage. See how that works? So what science doesn't tell you is that when you make these kinds of self-help changes and stop abusing your body, you know, the lungs and the white blood cells tend to devour that goopy tar and then repair the scar tissue. That's how that, the body knows what to do. So you can typically address things like emphysema by following a lot of these same natural therapies that you would normally use for lung cancer and recover faster. Now, the research all points to diet, which is which has been devoid of fruits and vegetables, and that increases your risk of pulmonary disease and cancers. So the carcinogen in tobacco is more potent to those individuals who are on poor diets. So that research was by Dr. Tim Byers of the CDC and Dr. Block of the National Cancer Institute, who found that all cancers, including lung cancer, is the most highly influenced cancer by diet alone. Right. So if you're one of these people, you know, like, you know, whole pot of coffee, donuts, you know, no fruits and vegetables, or if you do get any vegetables that they're cooked to death, then they have no enzymes left in them, then, yeah, you may have a problem down the road. Your body needs live enzymes in these foods. Okay, so let's look at some of the foods you might want to look at. I would, if it were me, I'd put a lot more of the yellow and the orange and the green fruits and vegetables into the diet. All those pigment foods. Oh, yeah. So the foods that seem to have a little more protection are foods that have this orange pigment to them. These foods will also have more beta-carotene, so you might want to look for the deep orange colors and the deep green chlorophyll colors in your fruits and vegetables. Now, science isn't really quite sure why the beta-carotene and the chlorophyll foods are antidotes for pulmonary disease and lung cancer, but they are. In 1983, Dr. Menkes of Johns Hopkins University discovered that a majority of the lung cancer patients had low levels of beta-carotene. Further research showed that the patients with the lowest beta-carotene levels had twice the lung cancer rate. So British researchers at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund report that eating a carrot a day made a big anti-cancer difference. One carrot. Make it organic, by the way. So Regina Ziegler of the National Cancer Institute reported that by eating a half a cup of beta-carotene-rich foods and deep green vegetables each day made the difference between low and high risk among smokers and ex-smokers, you know, from getting lung cancer. Now, essentially, the research is suggesting that we can obtain a cancer protection type of dose in maybe eating one carrot a day, but since it's, each individual is a little different, that anti-cancer impact of a food can vary. So it may take 2 or even 4 carrots a day for some people to receive the same protection that another person can get with less of a volume on that carrots per day. Now, the University of Alabama discovered the power of folic acid in the green vegetables to fight cancer. Lung cancer patients had lower levels of vitamin B, which can weaken the cells, making them more vulnerable to tumors. So folic acid, vitamin B, is found in high concentrations in foods like spinach, collards, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. So dried beans also do contain folic acid. So the University of Hawaii studied the various vegetables, and they found tomatoes also cut the risk of lung cancer like beta-carotene-rich foods do. They report that tomatoes cut the risk of lung cancer by 7-fold in women and 3-fold in men. So this seemed to do better than the beta-carotene, which cut the risk of cancer 3-fold in women and 2-fold in men. And they report that it was possibly the lutein or the lycopene that was an anti-cancer element in your tomato. I don't care. Add the tomato, add the carrots, add the chlorophyll green rich vegetable. Just do them all. That's what I would do if I had any kind of, you know, risk of having emphysema or pulmonary diseases at all. But, of course, I'm doing that now every day anyway, so, you know, I'm doing my prevention thing. Right. Okay, so where do you go from here? Well, obviously, you know, nothing changes unless you make changes, right? Just dealing with symptom management, reducing symptoms, illusion of health, that's what that is. That doesn't get you anywhere. That just stays off the end result for a little while. That's what that does. So if you want things to change, you got to make some changes. And popping a bunch of prescription drugs isn't the change that I would, that's not the course I would take. So you want to make some lifestyle changes. You want to clean up the system. Organ cleansing, some herbs that help you do that are very helpful. Of course, your diet is a big change as well. That's going to be necessary. So don't go to the white coats. They can't figure out what nutrition can do for you. You know, they just don't know. They should, but they don't. They don't know why certain things work. You'll find natural folic acid in vitamin B, chlorophyll, beta-carotene, your vitamins and minerals, amino acids. If you need something really quick and all together while you work on changing that lifestyle and transition into it, then you definitely want to check out the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com. It's powder. You just mix it in with vegetable or citrus juice, and you pretty much got a lot of that covered. And, of course, you know, eat some fresh fruits and vegetables. Live enzymes in the raw fruits and vegetables are awesome. You don't need to swallow pills, okay? That's not natural. That's not what I believe our Creator designed and wanted for us all. Now, if you're trying to quit smoking, I like to use the Smoker's Helper at thepowerherbs.com. It kind of mimics a little bit of the nicotine action in the system. There's herbs in it that do that. And gives your willpower extra edge, but it's not addictive. So you could try that. And, of course, lots of things there. There's herbs there for sinusitis and pneumonia. I mean, your healthcare options are just endless over there at thepowerherbs.com. So if you haven't called to get a free product catalog, please do so. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And it makes, you know, diagnosis is not so scary. You know, you have power. You do. You can fix this, but you have to want to fix this. Everything starts in the head. Make the decision. All right. Okay, we got a few minutes. So we're going to talk a little bit about reducing our stresses because people are so stressed out, so keyed up. You know, a lot of it's due to what you hear on the news. Maybe not. Maybe you shouldn't watch the news so much. You know, so people have an issue. 80% of the populace, actually, that's 8 out of 10 Americans, say they feel more stressed than they did a decade ago. The American Psychological Association, they had some results. They did a survey, and they indicated that 80% of Americans said it's the economy that's contributing to their stress. And then there are some other statistics that say 66% of Americans say their stress level is higher than it was just last year. One survey said that stress is attributed to basically you know, relationship problems, job problems, you name it. There's a lot of things. Work, health problems, can the economy, all of it can really just be too much to bear, right? So the emotional stress levels on us have a negative impact. And emotional stress can be from a lot of factors. Fear of the unknown, anxiety, anger, hate, tension, grief, being frustrated, things like that. So a lot of people say all that pretty much is heightened lately, and it's off the charts for them. So Americans are complaining of not just one of these emotional stress levels, but they're complaining of a combination of them. So people aren't just saying, I'm frustrated. They'll say, I'm frustrated, and I'm angry and fearful, for instance. So some are so stressed that they feel overwhelmed. They can't adequately describe their feeling, and they feel paralyzed in many cases. They just don't know what to do. They have this mind-numbingness that occurs. And I hear a lot of retired folks, the older baby boomers are just beside themselves at what's happening. So let's talk about some physical issues of the emotional stress. They tend to overlap, okay? So in cases of physical change, like in adolescence or pregnancy or aging, the stress can seem to be magnified. So if you are, an adolescent, or if you're pregnant, or if you're getting older, you're going to feel the stress more, according to medical studies. The body is experiencing a physical metabolism change as well as an increased emotional stress level. So therefore, the changing physical functions can impact your emotional ones as well. Well, what are some of the stress symptoms? Well, according to women, they report higher stress levels in their category over the men. Women say that they felt more stress related to physical and emotional symptoms of fatigue, irritability, anger, and insomnia than they did the year before. Other symptoms can develop are high blood pressure, neck and shoulder or backache pain, dizziness, digestions like diarrhea, crying, a lack of concentration, sexual dysfunction, a loss of appetite or overeating, and having frequent illnesses. So stress, either physical or emotional, produces a metabolic response. So the adrenal hormones are released into your blood to prepare the body for a survival action when you're under stress. There is an initial increase in energy naturally for the fight or flight response. However, we don't have an enemy that we can actually engage, do we? We can't punch somebody's lights out. Well, if we do, we get arrested. But you know what I mean. The economy is not someone in front of us we can take on. So we have to channel our responses. And unfortunately, some people feel so overloaded, they'll channel their response inward, and that would adversely affect their digestion, their circulation, their nervous system. So we end up with ulcers and hypertension and backaches and arterial sclerosis, allergies running amok, asthma, insomnia, anxiety, just to name a few. This is how the body's responding. So long-term stress will break down a body. Okay? Think about the next time you're voting for their president, please. All right, let's look at some coping strategies. Some participants in some studies had some input on coping strategies to reduce their stress. Both men and women listed exercise and listening to music as their top choices. 48% said that they tended to comfort themselves sometimes with unhealthy foods, comfort foods, and they tend to overeat. Okay, so that's not good. Overeating, never a good thing. And if you're looking for an herb that helps you stop overeating, it's gentian root. And it really does help with digestion and prevents stomach pain and that bloated feeling as well. So if you're looking for that, thepowerherbs.com. But that's what people said in the survey. They tend to cope with stress when they do the comfort food thing. Then 18% said they would either do alcohol, and then 16% said they would smoke more, do tobacco. Now, Catherine Nordahl, PhD, she cautions Americans to find healthier ways to deal with their stress, to reduce their stress levels and avoid prolonged periods of stress, which increase your risk of developing serious illnesses. So exercise, listening to music is a good thing. She also found that people who can afford counseling, of course, counseling, whatever, she says, go the traditional route with that. I have my quandaries about, counseling, but okay. Apparently, the people of Hong Kong are also under a lot of stress. Time magazine reported that due to their unemployment, their fierce job competition, the high rent district there, the cost of living in Hong Kong, have people there suffering with a lot of stress. So in November, to a popular Hong Kong shopping and restaurant district, a group of people organized a society. And these people would organize, and they'd go out and give you free hugs if you're walking down the mall. That's what they do. Some other anti-stress strategies that to consider, they say, were talking with friends, massage, yoga, maybe saunas, and even prayer. I go with that one. You know, a sound mind is what you're going to have when you can meet with the Lord, if you pray with the Lord on a regular basis. Now, there are some nutrition deficiencies that can make your stress feel worse, so we're going to talk about that. Change lifestyle and get some really good foods and supplements going. Some of the nutrients that are depleted right away when you have stress are calcium, phosphorus, potassium, protein, vitamin B, and vitamin C. So eating a lot of refined foods or junk foods is going to create this, make this worse. Okay, it's going to deplete those nutrients more. Dairy foods may also create an allergic reaction and stress you out there. Caffeine will trigger anxiety and panic attacks, so you might want to decrease that. And alcohol also can contribute to panic attacks and even insomnia, especially in people 12 hours after drinking. They have a withdrawal effect, and they can have a panic attack 12 hours later. So if you're looking for lifestyle change, Mediterranean diet will give you more of the nutrition you're looking for in your foods. Go more raw foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, of course. And if you're looking for whole food supplements that have the nutrition built into them, like nature intended, then the people at Apothecary Herbs, they straight up give you that body food mix and add it to your juice, and you will cope with stress better when you have natural vitamins to help support the central nervous system. Also, if you want to take tension and stress off the nerves, valerian root's very good. They do have that as well. And if you need help sleeping, maybe their relaxation formula. So take tension out of muscles, and so you can drift off to sleep without feeling medicated, without losing coordination, without, you know, addiction, without feeling like you're sedated. You know, still function, still think, but just, you know, just chill. You know, the chill pill. There are herbs for that. I love it. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check them out or call 866-229-3663. But, you know, prayer is really good. Prayer is very good. Read that Bible. It'll calm you down in a skinny minute. You'll sleep better. Absolutely. Yep. You never waste a minute seeking the Lord's face. It's always time well spent. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com or herbtalklive.com will get you over there. And if you're over there, don't forget, sign up for the free online newsletters. Lots of information to empower you, get you through your week, and healthier, more informed, more knowledgeable, savvy. Yeah, thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for the Health Quest or the American Survival Newsletter. They go out each and every week. Now the Health Quest goes out tomorrow, so sign up today if you want to get it tomorrow. At thepowerherbs.com. It's an email newsletter. It's not a hard copy, so you have to have email to get that. A lot of people forget. I want it mailed to me. Well, it's not that kind of newsletter. It's just not. So if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, feel free to drop me a line off the powerherbs.com website. I will try to work it into the show. And, of course, enjoy every moment that I'm here with you, and we'll be back next week. And don't forget, if you want to save 20% on your herbal products, use the coupon on the homepage, eDay15, or use it over the phone. Save some money, 20%. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.